what were the main artistic challenges that you faced with this production?
Artistic challenges, huh? What's the main challenges that I... I thought the writing was quite okay, like quite smooth sailing, like, you know, once I let the characters like live in my head for a while, then it was easy to see them, you know, just come alive on the page. I wouldn't say it was so much an artistic challenge, because from the beginning I thought, you know, the tone, I had already found the tone. It was gonna be really going to the extremities of what was ridiculous, lah, you know? And the comedy was really in playing it quite straight. Yeah. So Najib's character, this Maslina Salamat, had to really, really believe in what she was saying, even though what was coming out of her mouth was nonsense, right? When she said stuff like, you know, I really want to be a wet nurse for your baby, you know, and I've already shaved, and you know, anytime I just need to stuff it into your baby's mouth, and you know, to say it with a straight face, yeah. So she says, I want to be a, remember this dialogue, right? I want to be a wet nurse for your baby when she comes out, and the sister's like, no, you can't, because you know, to be a wet nurse, you need to lactate, you have breast milk, and then she can actually say, oh, but you know, a lot of babies they need pacifiers, you know. So yes, I don't have breast milk, but why don't you just treat it like a pacifier? So when, you know, and I've already shaved it and it's just ready to just stuff it into your baby's mouth anytime. So she had to say all these lines with complete like sincerity. So that wasn't a challenge. I mean, the challenge for me though was more personal. I don't know whether Farid told you this, but this play really almost did not happen. Really almost did not happen. Because my mother fell ill during that time. It was very, very sudden, you know. One day, you know, she was losing memory a little bit, and we thought, she's only 62. And we thought at that point of time was this like early onset Alzheimer's or something, you know. And then one day she just couldn't move her legs, and we thought, oh no, could this be a stroke? Brought her to hospital, and then they found 3 large tumors in her brain. And she was diagnosed with actually stage 4 lymphoma, of the brain. So this was really very sudden, very traumatic, and then she had to be hospitalized, and you know, she did a brain biopsy and all that. And then she had to undergo 6 sessions of chemotherapy, lah. So it was during that period. And I was like, ayo, you know, I didn't know whether I could ride the plane. I remember Farid and Irfan coming to Singapore General Hospital. And then we went, you know, and sat down. And I said, oh, Farid, I don't know, lah, can I... I know we've done the casting already, you know, and everything is good to go. But I'm really not sure that I can write this, because I'm just at the hospital every day, and you know, you just need that mental space to write. So, but I thought what was interesting was, I look at Farid's face and he had such a sad face, and then Irfan also, you know, and I was. I think they were ready to take over the project from me, but I felt also maybe the play could be something to take my mind off this family tragedy also, lah, you know. And actually, you know, in truth, it was quite therapeutic actually to just immerse myself in writing. So finally I decided to tell Farid, if okay, like, I'll try, but it might come in very slowly, this play, so bear with me. Yeah. So I wrote the play, and then very, very recently my mother finished her course of chemo, and She's in complete remission right now. The cancer's gone. So that's the cancer's just gone. So my gosh, it's like, you know, the past 6 or 7 months. So the greater challenge for me was that lah. You know, how could I find the time to do this? But I'm glad I did it, because, you know, I'd be sitting next to my mom and I have my laptop in the hospital and, you know, be trying to write, and it's good lah to immerse yourself in something else actually.